It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Tuesday to you, wherever you might be, whatever you're doing, whatever you might be doing it with or leaving from work or home or school. Thank you for being here with us. You're being a part of the show. I appreciate that. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, in New York City. We are now 2 days away from the NFL draft. We're starting to get a little bit more clarity as to what some teams will do and what they won't. Tennessee Titans say, we're not moving from the number one spot. The New York Giants and the Browns, apparently, they're prepared to move out of their spots. Okay, we'll get into that action. And speaking of action, last night, oh my goodness, I got off air. Kawhi Leonard absolutely lost his mind. It's amazing what this guy actually does when he's healthy. And speaking of healthy, Damian Lillard will be back in action in an hour from now. Damian Lillard would be on the court for the Milwaukee Bucks as they try to pick up a game. Well, one game at least now. Against the Indiana Pacers. A lot of NBA players participated in an anonymous New York Times athletic survey. Who's overrated? Which team is the best ran organization? There's a lot of questions, and some of the answers I don't think are too surprising. I know Damian Lillard returned to work, or he will be returning to work in about an hour from now. Brock Purdy showed up to work out in San Francisco. Waiting on a brand new contract. His teammate George Kittle didn't show up to work. And how about this? Here in Atlanta, Georgia, Flowery Branch, home of the Atlanta Falcons, Kirk Cousins, the highest paid backup in the land. Even Kirk Cousins showed up to work. And how about this? Later on in the show, we're going to have a chat with Alonzo Mourning. This man has dealt with some health issues over the past several years. Last year, a cancer diagnosis and almost 20 years ago, and a kidney disease. And we want to talk. I want to talk with Alonzo Mourning. I want to have a chat with him about health. The Miami Heat are in the playoffs, so I don't think he's going to talk to me too much about what's going on with the hell with them. But I do want to talk to Alonzo Mourning about some of the things that he's working on. Hickey, you know what they say about health, right? You know? Come on, go ahead.
Health is your wealth.
There you go. And speaking of that, how are you? You doing good? You feeling good?
I am feeling good. Oh, yeah. So I feel healthy. I feel, I guess, by extent, wealthy as well. It's a good Tuesday good. So far.
Good, good, good. That's amazing. That's good. I'm happy for you. I'm feeling good, too. Hickey, I think my voice will make it through the next 4 hours. I did it yesterday. If I did it yesterday, I could do it today.
You sound very healthy today. A lot better than yesterday.
Who are you fooling now? Come on, man. I don't sound normal here, do I? I don't sound normal.
Sound a lot more normal today than yesterday.
Oh, well, damn.
I'd say it's a pretty marked improvement.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. That's good. This is what I don't know what the heck I just took. I said, let me be smart. Hickey, I'm proactive. I want to be healthy. I want to do my job. I've been drinking tea all afternoon. I just had some, I don't know if it's a Ricola or a Halls. I don't think it matters. But I had one of those about 40 minutes ago, so we'll see how long it lasts.
Look at you, ready to go today.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Why not? If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. Be ready to go. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM 375, and a smart speaker. I just told you, in an hour from now, Damian Lillard will be ready to go. Unfortunately for the Milwaukee Bucks, they got smacked around by the Pacers 117-98. Game two is about 45 minutes. Damn it, it's about 55 minutes from now. Giannis was out there balling out by himself, was only able to go out and put up 36 points. That wasn't good enough. The rest of his teammates were scrubs. And this is what the hell they're paying Damian Lillard for. This is why they brought in Doc Rivers. They're supposed to do some damage. When they brought in Damian Lillard, it was, oh my God, Damian and Giannis, how the hell are they going to work together? Oh, the championship contender. Well, have they been healthy at the same time? Have they known how to work together at the same time? You now got Doc Rivers in the building. They got rid of Budenholzer. This is going to fall on the two players. Damian Lillard has to show up. Where's Dame time? Where's Lillard from Portland? Yeah, he has to kind of, you know, take a back seat to Giannis Antetokounmpo. We all know that. But if they want to win this series, I don't know about compete for no damn championship, but if they want to beat the Indiana Pacers, Damian Lillard just can't be there on the sidelines talking crap. He has to be on the court putting up shots. This man hasn't played since March 18th. I don't think you can expect Damian Lillard to go out there onto the basketball court tonight and just give you 40-plus minutes. He was talking a lot of trash to Pascal Siakam the other night. It's time to throw up some threes and less trash talk. Damian Lillard spoke earlier today, coming back from the blood clot in his leg, and he talked about why tonight he's back.
Young player. I'm really just going in with intentions to be out there with the team and, you know, to I'm going to give everything that I got. And, you know, I just build from there. Pride and heart and care, we got to go out there and just do what you got to do. And you got to deal with the results. And you just got to, you know, find a baseline to build from. And that's what I'm going to do.
Look, I don't know what his conditioning looks like. Okay. Doc Rivers told us all he's been running around. He's been in practice. That's no comp for a real game. He has been absent for the past or the last 14 regular season games. We saw the Bucks just take an L over the weekend. He's been missing in action for the Bucks past 14 games. Good for the Bucks. They went 10-4 without Damian Lillard. Terrific. Great. Spectacular. This is the playoffs. The starters are going to play heavy minutes. The game is going to be much more physical. Let's see what Damian Lillard, who happens to be one of the greatest clutch players that the NBA has ever seen. Let's see what he does out there on the basketball court. All he has to do is knock down a big shot. I don't care what he looks like the entire game. If the Bucks can stay in it and he can knock down a big shot or two, that's all anybody wants to ask for. Because the Bucks going down 0-2 in this series, I'm not going to say it's a wrap. But Giannis needs a little bit of help. What they did in the regular season without Lillard, that don't have a damn thing to do with what's going to take place. And what we've already seen here in the first round, Damian Lillard is back. And now we got that. We'll keep you up to date when the game gets underway. But we got some other NBA games that'll be in action tonight as well. Memphis and OKC. OKC might as well just run the Memphis Grizzlies out of the building. Please, do it sooner rather than later. And then tonight, how about this? Minnesota is back in Los Angeles trying to take a 2-0 series lead against LeBron James and Luka Doncic. Let's see if Anthony Edwards can, keep his mouth clean. This man was fined $50,000 for saying some nasty things to the fans in Los Angeles the other day. You would think by now Anthony Edwards will have learned his lesson. We'll get into that later on in the show. But speaking of L.A., last night when I got out of the studio and I had a chance to really take a deep dive and watch the Denver Nuggets and the Clippers, it's a great reminder of how awesome Kawhi Leonard is. You know, Damian Lillard is on that list of the NBA's top 75 players of all time. Kawhi Leonard is also on that list, a two-time finals MVP. The guy won a championship with Toronto. We know about the championships he's picking up out here with the San Antonio Spurs. When Kawhi plays, he's amazing. And just over the course of last night, 39 points. Clippers beating the Nuggets, 105-102. He ain't miss a damn. He had 5 assists. Who cares about that? But when it came down to the actual shots, he could not miss. Down the stretch, he's pulling up from 3. Down the stretch, he's pulling up mid-range. Down the stretch, he's going back to the basket. And his turnaround jump shot is just so damn easy. It's like, who's blocking Kawhi? Who's stopping his shot? The answer is nobody. He was unconscious. He went 15 of 19 from the field. And to the surprise of absolutely nobody, the Clippers have evened up the series against the Nuggets at one game apiece. James Harden, also one of the NBA's top 75 players, also has a giant beard, is accused of being a bum in the postseason, a lot of things. I don't know, maybe James Harden has just had his head in the sand, but after last night's victory, he wanted to big up his teammate, Kawhi Leonard. James Harden actually said that Kawhi Leonard is not really appreciated or respected for what he does. What is he talking about? Listen to this crap.
Nah, not even a little bit. It's always negative. It's always, you know, what he's been through and what he's not able to do just because of something that he can't control. Like, but we don't appreciate how great he is when he's actually out there and putting on performances like this tonight. You know what I mean? I feel like that about everybody that, you know, is in the league that goes through something that, you know, that's out of their hands or they can't control. You know what I mean? It's like, it's always the negative. It's always the hate that people want to talk about, which is something that we got to live with, I guess, in this world. But, you know, as for me being closer to him, you know every single day and seeing the work that he puts in and you know, you appreciate him.
What? This is how I know James Harden. All he does is play basketball. Maybe he scrolls through Instagram for a few minutes and then he goes to strip clubs at night. Like does he talk to anybody outside of the NBA strip club bubble? Apparently the answer is no. Because how could anybody possibly talk about Kawhi Leonard? It's not even an elephant in the room that he's injured. Everybody knows what he does when he's healthy. It's the fact that he's not healthy. Okay, it's the fact that he came into the season. People didn't know how often and how he was going to play, when he was going to play, when he wasn't going to play. It's not negativity. It's a matter of fact. You don't have to express an opinion to just give the facts about Kawhi Leonard. Like, I can stand here or sit here and run through all of his accolades, but then I can also state factually all the games that he's missed. Let me tell you this right now. This man, this past season, 2024 to 2025, Kawhi Leonard played in a whopping 37 games. Okay? They tried to get this guy to the point that he's at right now. So James Harden says that there's so much focus on Kawhi and negativity and what he can't do. Well, what he can't do, what he hasn't been able to do, is stay healthy enough on a basketball court so we could see one of the 75 greatest players of all time. I told you about all those jump shots and threes and fadeaway jumpers he was taking last night. He had a key steal at the end of the game. Nikola Jokic is trying to kick the ball out for a three. This is crunch time. Kawhi Leonard, his nickname is the Claw. This guy got hands the size of baseball mitts. This man put out that big ass hand and snatched the ball out the air. This dude, offense, defense, is amazing. Somebody tell James Harden there's more to life than basketball and strippers. Meanwhile, we don't know what Kawhi Leonard does in his free time because all we know he does is play basketball. I've seen a guy out one time at a boxing match in Vegas years ago. This guy walked through the lobby of the MGM Grand and nobody bothered him. Everybody knew who he was and nobody even give a damn. It was like, oh, there's Kawhi Leonard. He walked through the lobby untouched. Unbothered. Nobody knows what he does. I know he likes boxing. I know he likes basketball. I know he braids his hair. Hickey, do you know anything else about Kawhi?
He's got an interesting laugh.
The robot laugh. Yeah.
Other than that, no.
Yeah. I don't know what he does. I don't know what he listens. And I'm not mad. Because some of these athletes, they feed us a whole lot of crap that I'm not interested in. They got to share everything. God bless Kawhi Leonard for actually having a private life where I'm sure he is a fun guy, I guess, a little bit. Anyway, a Kawhi Leonard certainly appreciative that James Harden has his back.
Anybody in the business, that's playing and, knows how hard it is to either come back from injury or just even playing in the NBA, they understand, what we all go through, what I go through. And, to see that from your peers and hear that from them is great. I told several people before, just thanks for, you know, helping me through stuff in time, you know, with injuries.
All right, fine. James Harden's head is in the sand. He's kissing Kawhi's ass. That's what he should do, right? Kawhi's the best player even on that team. Sorry, James Harden. Forget all of that. I just told you Kawhi Leonard this season only played 37 games. Here's a better question. You played two postseason games. You got a bunch of days off between every single game. Kawhi, are you healthy? Are your legs good? Are your knees good? Are your quads good? Are your hamstrings good? Are your calves good? How the hell do you feel?
You know, I'm just happy that I'm able to move, and, you know, I'm coming out the game feeling well, and, you know, that's what I'm taking my pride on, is just being healthy. You know, I sat and watched these playoff games and series the past 2 years, so me able to be front line out there, it just feels good for me, no matter which way the game goes. And, you know, that's what I'm taking pride in. I just want to be out there and play and be front line with my team.
Hey, he said, I can move. That's what he said. Ain't that the best case scenario for us all? Right. At least he can get up and move something. Do something. And congratulations, Kawhi Leonard. Hopefully he can make it through an entire postseason. Actually healthy. OK, good for him. Hey, I told you later on in the show, we'll have a chat with Olympic gold medalist, NBA champion, Miami Heat legend, Alonzo Mourning. We're going to talk about health. A lot of times you look at professional athletes, and outside of Kawhi's knees and his quads and his hamstrings and all that other stuff, all athletes, they got to deal with some things. They're human beings just like us. We'll have a chat with Alonzo Mourning later on in the show. Christian McCaffrey, he says that he's healthy. When we come back from break, I do want to talk about Kirk Cousins. Apparently, he's healthy and made an appearance at camp today for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to tell you about some folks who didn't show up to work. The Dallas Cowboys, they said that they may actually make some trades. I guess that means Jerry Jones will just close his eyes and point to a name on a board and they will try to acquire someone. I don't think the Cowboys really ever have a strategy. We'll talk about some draft strategy. Is Shedeur Sanders going to fall out of the first round? What the heck is going on with Cam Ward? He's going to be number one, right? And then we got the Giants and the Browns who may be trading out of their prime spots and positions. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to discuss. NFL draft, NBA playoff action, and everything in between. Congratulations. The show just got started. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, good luck to all of those people. Good luck to them. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, you want to holler at me? You could do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we got some NBA playoff action that's going on. Damian Lillard is going to make his return tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks following his blood clot. Last night, it was great to see Kawhi Leonard, a season high. Forget just the postseason, forget the regular season. Kawhi Leonard went out there and dropped 39 points as the Clippers tied up their series 1-1 against the Denver Nuggets. And we know the history of Kawhi has typically always been injuries. When he's playing, he's spectacular. When he's not, well, he's MIA. And today, here in Atlanta specifically, there was one guy that a lot of people expected to be MIA, to not show up to work. And we all know a guy like that. Just always unhappy, just ticked off at work. Guy calls out, and you got to pick up some of the slack. You can't stand this guy. Hickey, you know anybody like that?
No.
I don't either. I don't. Yeah, show up to work, you show up to work. I don't know anybody like that. I hear stories. But anyway, here in Atlanta, Georgia, Kirk Cousins showed up to work. Yeah, the same Kirk Cousins that has wanted a trade out of Atlanta. The same Kirk Cousins who wasn't happy last year when the Falcons decided to draft Michael Penix Jr. after awarding him a four-year $180 million contract. The same Kirk Cousins who was returning from a blown out Achilles last season. The same Kirk Cousins who was benched at the end of the season because of an undisclosed shoulder injury, causing him to throw one touchdown and nine interceptions over a five-game stretch. Yeah, this Kirk Cousins, he wants out of Atlanta. And he's been doing every polite thing to make it known that he doesn't want to be here. What's wrong with this guy? Amazing city, amazing people, amazing food. Good stuff. Just very crowded and such, okay? Lots of traffic. Outside of that, Kirk Cousins had a sit-down chat with Arthur Blank. Very nice thing to do. Hey, I'd love to be traded. I'd love a chance to start elsewhere. Please trade me. By the way, Kirk Cousins has a no-trade clause. Kirk Cousins, very politely, made a visit up to Cleveland, Ohio, where he just randomly sat down at different eating establishments, restaurants. I don't know, diners, chicken wings. I don't know where the hell he sat down in Cleveland, but he's over here on a food tour taking photos with fans. Why Cleveland? Well, it was a pathway for him to start. We know that the Browns have the second overall pick in the NFL draft. But then in the meantime, they have also brought back a quarterback who most recently, or they most recently had success with, is Joe Flacco, even though Joe Flacco is older than Kirk Cousins, and I think he has a little less left in the tank. But the fact of the matter is, the Falcons and Kirk Cousins are between a rock and a hard place. Kirk Cousins has a no-trade clause. He wants to be traded. If the Falcons move on from Kirk Cousins, they want whatever team that picks him up, that decides to trade for him, they want them to pay $20 million of the $45 million left on his deal. Teams looking at Kirk Cousins going, that old guy? Like that guy that just had an Achilles issue last year or came back from one? The guy who had a shoulder issue? Like him? Like, yeah, we'll bring him on, but we not at that tune. And so could it be Minnesota that brings him back? Could it be the Pittsburgh Steelers that bring him in? If Aaron Rodgers is still out to lunch? I mean, we have no idea. And so today, the Atlanta Falcons opened voluntary workouts. Now, depending on who you are, your status in the NFL, a voluntary means, man, you probably should show up unless the team really needs you. It's just like everything else in life. You know, everybody says everything is equal. Man, there's not a damn thing equal in life. People get treated unfairly. It doesn't matter if you're in a corporate workplace or you just happen to be in life. People treat you differently depending on what you can bring to the table, what they feel you can bring to the table. So let me think about this. If Lamar Jackson doesn't want to show up to voluntary workouts, you know what the Ravens do? Okay. Is it? Josh Allen doesn't want to show up. All right, fine. I know he's retired, enjoying his life, even though I heard he had a stalker. Hickey, did you hear about Aaron Donald had a stalker? You hear about that?
No.
Yeah, some lady was stalking him, and he had to get a restraining order against this lady. It's crazy, man. Jeez. Crazy stuff. Yeah, it's rough out here. You see what's going on with Shannon Sharp, huh?
I am well aware, and I've seen some details as he's yet again putting himself in, I guess, the spotlight of his intimacies.
Yeah, some lady is it rape? Alleged rape she's suing him for?
Yes, and he is claiming today in a video that it is nothing more than a shakedown.
Yeah. She saw that he got a $100 million production deal and said, this is my time to shine. And apparently he offered her $10 million to settle. I don't know. Hickey, if you're Shannon Sharp, and I don't know, I wasn't there. I mean, the most I've seen or heard is that video that came out last year. I don't know. Ugh. And that was reluctant, okay? He has to put his phone down, man. That's it. No phone privileges. None for Shannon Sharp. None.
Well, depending, I mean, I will say some of the text message he has released, maybe the phone actually could save him in this instance.
Ah, you're right. But the phone apparently also got him in trouble. How about that?
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, well, what he needs to do, he's an adult. I was going to say he needs to find and identify a woman in his family that can also receive his messages. Would that help him out? Maybe?
No, that could work. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That keep you on the straight and narrow. Just imagine if, you know, I don't know. It, just anybody. Imagine if your mom saw all of your text messages. Hickey, imagine that.
That would not be good.
Oh, there you go. Imagine having to explain every text message to your mother. Like, that is the thought process that Shannon Sharp should have before he hits send. Or before he goes on Instagram Live. Or before he does anything. Just think about what your mother or your grandmother would think. I think that would maybe help out Shannon Sharp just a little bit. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, is he still showing up to work? Well, he did. He said he went online and said this is a shakedown, right?
Right, and I believe he was back today on ESPN. What?
He was on ESPN talking about football?
That was the plan. Like, nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened. I'm just some ladies out here suing me for, you know, I don't know, the $50 million.
But anyway, back to the third overall pick. Here's what should happen.
Yeah, right. And that's what he said this morning. Huh? These headlines are just crazy. Shannon Sharp demands that the full sex tape at center. Oh, my God. Here we go. Shannon Sharp demands that the full sex tape at center of assault allegation be released. A 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty will be released by the accuser, the Football Hall of Famer said, demanding that the whole 10 minutes be shown. Okay, man. All right. Oh, I didn't even know that, Hickey. Did you know that?
I did not. I did not. Wow.
Okay. Oh, man. What a world. No, thank you. So what are they going to do? They're gonna put this on one of those websites and make money off of it? Shannon Sharp going to be a Kardashian? Like, what are we doing here?
I you know what? I guess he's the closest thing to a male version right now.
All right, huh? How about that? He already got paid on his production deal. He wants a tape put out. Oh, man, what a world. Here I was. How'd I go from him to Kirk Cousins? I don't even. Let's talk about Kirk Cousins trying to be the Mr. Nice Guy, and Shannon Sharp is out here, Rob, and trying to protect his ass. What a world. Ugh. Anyway, Kirk Cousins showed up to work. He didn't have to. There we go. Shannon Sharp showed up to work, and he's being accused of rape, unfortunately. What a terrible thing. Hope that's not the case. But anyway, back to Kirk Cousins. I know Kirk Hickey, if Kirk Cousins heard this, he'd go, what the hell is this guy's problem? You're like, this guy, JR, what the hell is his issue?
He's trying to be a nice guy, and here he is lumping me in with Shannon Sharp.
Shannon showed up to work, and Kirk Cousins showed up to work. And at least Kirk doesn't have any issues or allegations. He's just trying to be the nice guy. And then, by the way, this is nothing but a ploy. If I'm Kirk Cousins, I believe he is showing up to work. He showed up at Flowery Branch today just to make things uncomfortable. Just to kind of let the Falcons know, hey, I'm a good guy. I am going to show up to work. You didn't think I'd come, huh? You didn't think I'd come to work, huh? Did you? And he did. And I think he wants to make things uncomfortable. What else is he going to do? Like, what good does it for Kirk Cousins to go, I don't want to be here, I'm going to hold out? Like, it doesn't do anybody good. Kirk Cousins has to walk around the building like he owns the place. He has to say hello. He has to be Mr. Nice Guy. He has to help out Michael Penix Jr. He has to just, hey, guys, do you need anything? Hickey, he has to be annoying. Does that make sense?
Annoyingly nice that it, like, drives you away? Yeah, that makes sense.
He has to make them uncomfortable. That's it. Oh, he's such a nice guy. We have to give him a little bit. Oh, yeah, we like him, but he's annoying. We don't need him here. Oh, yeah, he's making Michael Penix uncomfortable. Oh, he's making the lunch lady. He's so nice to her. She's sick of him. Let's get him out of here. Kirk Cousins, this is all still a ploy to get him out of Atlanta. That's it. This is not him going, hey, guys, oh, look, just going to show up to work. This is what they're paying me for. No. Kirk Cousins still wants out, and he's doing whatever he needs to get it. And I think this is just the start of, A, being a good soldier. Good for him living up to his contract, as he should. And then, B, is trying to make everybody squirm. Nothing worse than showing up to work and having to work with someone who doesn't want to be there. That's awful. Nobody likes that guy. Like, this is what we get in the NBA. Guys get to the end of their contracts, and you blink, and the next thing you know, it's just a matter of throwing dudes under the bus. I don't want to be here. Move me. And it tears up team chemistry. Look at what just happened with the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. And sure, Kirk Cousins didn't even have a full year, calendar year, with the Atlanta Falcons. Jimmy Butler tried to drive their team directly into the ground. But you go ahead and make people uncomfortable, teams ultimately make decisions to move you. Let's see if Kirk Cousins gets moved after the NFL draft. Damn it, he might get moved on draft night when a little bit of the dust settles. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, yeah, Kirk Cousins wants to be traded. I'm going to tell you about a couple of teams at the top of the draft who might be moving out of their spots. You know what? Specifically, the New York Giants. And apparently, speaking of trades, the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has some ideas about what he wants to do as well. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll talk about the Giants, get into the Cowboys, talk some more NBA.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Oh, Thunderstruck. Okay. Hickey, do they play this at the Thunder games? They have to, right? It's probably got to be a part of their open or something, huh?
I would hope so. Or maybe it would be cooler if they go on like a 10-0 run, and all of a sudden, like, other team calls timeout, and you've been Thunderstruck. That would be pretty cool.
I can imagine. They have to. I'm gonna Google that. Maybe not. Not that interested. But they have to. I'm going to pay attention the next time. Hickey, you can't even. Well, some of these arenas, I feel like you hear every word. It's louder than the broadcasters. And then other arenas, you don't hear anything. So I don't know. They have to use Thunderstruck. I'm going to Google what their player introductions are like. Maybe they don't use Thunderstruck. Who knows? Whatever. Hopefully, if you're the Oklahoma City Thunder, you have a whole lot more games to go this postseason. We'll see. We'll figure that one out. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. Before we went to break, talked about Damian Lillard returning tonight in about 15 minutes for the Milwaukee Bucks. Kawhi Leonard showed up and showed out last night, 39 points for the Clippers. And we talked about Kirk Cousins. He showed up to work today as well for the Atlanta Falcons. Voluntary workouts means you don't have to show up. He could have stayed at home with his family. Could have drove his kids to school, went to the dentist, I don't know, did some shopping. He didn't do any of that. Well, maybe he did. But he also showed up to work, but he didn't have to. And Kirk Cousins is trying to play the nice guy and make things uncomfortable to ultimately get what he wants. That's a trade out of Atlanta so he could have a starting job somewhere in the NFL. Now, apparently that was to be the Browns. They added Flacco. And apparently the Browns may trade out of their number two spot. We're not so sure. We're not so certain. I mean, is there a team that wants to move up to select a quarterback? Those are some of the rumors that we've heard and received. And it's not just the Browns who apparently might move from their current draft position and kind of fall down a draft board. How about the same thing for the New York Giants? They've added Russell Wilson. They've decided to go ahead and also add Jameis Winston. You still have Mr. My Mom Folds My Laundry and Makes Me Lunch and Dinner and Tommy DeVito. He's still on the team. And so if you're the New York Giants, the safest betting option is not to select a quarterback. It's not. You know, typically the New York Giants, when they've won championships, they've been defense first. You can go from Michael Strahan and Osiu Mignola, all of those guys, Justin Tuck, or you can go back to Harry Carson and Lawrence Taylor. We can go back to those time and days. The Giants have always been known for having a feared defense. And so a couple of years ago, they drafted Kayvon Thibodeau out of Oregon. And just last year, around the same exact time, they were able to get Brian Burns in from the Carolina Panthers. And last season, he finished with about 9 sacks. Not too shabby for his first year with the New York Giants. But here's the thing. The Giants have the 3rd overall pick. They got to figure out whether or not they want to pay Kayvon Thibodeau, who unfortunately missed a lot of time this past season with a wrist injury, only played 12 games. Do you want to keep him? You know, if you have an opportunity to draft a new edge rusher that you can have on a rookie deal that you don't have to pay a lot of money for, would you rather do that and maybe get some draft capital back for Kayvon Thibodeau, who, by the way, when he's not playing football, he's on social media arguing with, I don't know, Hickey, was it only Dez Bryant that he was beefing with? Just Dez, or were there others?
Oh, yeah, I think it was just Dez, in part because I think Dez torched him pretty good. So I think he learned his lesson about not, you know, not picking many fights.
Yeah, just play football, man. Why are you fighting people on the internet like you're a middle schooler? Like, find something better to do. You're making millions and millions of dollars. Although those millions and millions of dollars may not come with the New York Giants. Matter of fact, you think about what may happen with or without him. Todd McShay says that the New York Giants, they got the number 3 overall pick, and they don't know if they want to trade down, if they want to move out, do they want to get Abdul Carter out of Penn State? Listen to what he said on his own show.
Until I tell you, or maybe Schefter breaks it, or something else, like, all the information I'm getting, and it's from trusted sources, is that it's going to wind up being Abdul Carter at 3, even though there are people in the Giants building, as we talked about yesterday, that are pushing for Shedeur Sanders.
Listen, if you want this, it's the safest thing. And this is where things get interesting. If you are Joe Shane, the GM of the New York Giants, you want to keep your job. Like, I'm going the safest option. I mean, if you want to go swing for the fences and say, oh, my God, well, I drafted Shedeur. If you got to allow me time for him to work out, it could go one of two ways. Either you get the boot because people want results fast, or you go the safe option and say, hey, I bring in Abdul Carter. I save some money that I can use across the roster by getting rid of Kayvon Thibodeau. I actually think that's genius. I didn't think about it that way. I'm like, hey, the more pass rushers you have, the merrier, but not when you got to pay them. Not when you have a Kayvon Thibodeau who's had injury histories. It makes all the sense in the world if you can replace him with a better edge rusher. You still have Brian Burns. What you can't do is just rotate three of them and have all three be highly paid. Well, eventually all three be highly paid. It doesn't make sense. The New York Giants don't just need edge rushers. They need everything, okay? And so the more the merrier. Hickey, I actually think that makes sense. I didn't think about, you know, trading and moving Thibodeau, but if you can get something for him, apparently they may be asking for a third-round pick. I don't think that's bad, especially from a cost perspective.
Well, I agree. I didn't even really think about it from that in terms of, oh, yeah, you draft Abdul, not only getting an impact player, but now it allows you to save money as well. That is genius. And I would agree. I think that's the best course of action right now for the Giants, unless they get some massive deal to move down. Stay at 3, get Abdul Carter, build that defensive line that's already very good, move off of a guy that, like you said, maybe is not worthy, you don't feel great about giving some big-time bucks to. It's a win-win all around.
Yeah, it is. New York Giants play it safe, man. They've already been beaten up in the court of public opinion, what they did and what they didn't do. I really feel that Joe Shane was given a raw deal just over the past year for letting Saquon Barkley go. Like, there was no sense, there was no point in paying that man to just be on a bad football team. It's not like Saquon on New York Giants equals championship the same way that Saquon on Philadelphia Eagles equals championship. This damn team went to the playoffs and went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Saquon Barkley helped get them over the hump to actually win it. And the New York Giants are not in that space. But, you know, when you are scarred, when the wound is still fresh, when it gets poked and prodded, you're going to scream. You're going to be mad. You're going to be irritated about it. I think Joe Shane has gotten a raw deal. And he was also put in between a rock and a hard place. I think there was a full expectation based on everything that we've ever seen from Daniel Jones. And then given that point, Saquon's injury history, that these guys were going to crap the bed and that the New York Giants were going to have a chance and an opportunity to move on and start fresh. You could not give Daniel Jones the boot coming off of a playoff victory, a surprise playoff victory. And the same thing with Saquon. So the Giants have been between a rock and a hard place. And I think some of their fans need to chill out and relax. The reality is, man, I had plenty of people calling me on in New York City on WFAN telling me how great Daniel Jones was. All he needs is a chance. How about he does what he could do? Stay his ass on a football field. How about do that first? And then let's talk about it. Something that he hasn't been able to do. I wonder how many Giants fans want him back and what they think he would do if he was playing with, I don't know, Jerry Rice. Who else? I don't know. Randy Moss and Hickey. Give me a guy now playing.
Justin Jefferson. Chase.
Jefferson, Chase. Pick one. All four of them. What would Daniel Jones do with all four of those guys? Turn the ball over, okay? Let's just call a spade a spade. Nobody crying for this guy. Hickey, you want him on the Colts?
Hell no.
Yeah. The Giants fans love him, though. Okay. Like they love DeVito. Giants fans love some quarterback bums. I don't know why. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we'll talk some more NFL. And then speaking of bums, there's an anonymous survey that was given to NBA players. They think a few of those superstars are overrated bums. I'm going to tell you who. Don't move.